Over the past decade, wireless communication has seen an explosive growth in the number of services and types of technologies that have become readily available. Systems for cellular telephony, radio paging and cordless telephony have become commonplace, and the demand for enhanced capacity is still growing. As the available radio spectrum is limited in bandwidth, network operators attempt to maximize the number of circuits that can be supported simultaneously by reusing radio channels as densely as possible. It is expected that in the near future, wireless data and multimedia services will also become popular, and that there will be an increasing need for spectrum-efficient radio networks to support such services. Driven by spectrum scarcity, radio resource management for bursty traffic is rapidly becoming a major research topic. The problem of managing information and data flows in radio and wireless optical networks appears to be significantly different from existing techniques for wired or guided communication. Decades of research on sharing communication resources among multiple users on wired networks has led to a wide variety of techniques for multiplexing, switching, and multiple access to communication resources such as a coaxial cable local area network. The common goal of all these schemes is the dynamic assignment of bandwidth during certain periods of time. Many of these multiple access techniques are also used in radio data networks. However, it soon appeared that the performance of many random access schemes substantially differs for guided, let's say wired, and unguided, let's say radio channels, being highly dependent on the physical characteristics of the channel. Meanwhile, the aspects of spatially reusing scarce radio resources have mostly been addressed separately from allowing multiple users to share the same bandwidth time resources. This is, for instance, illustrated by the fact that most existing mobile data networks use a cellular frequency reuse pattern, and within each cell, a random access scheme is used independently of traffic characteristics in other cells. Results on how to dynamically assign space, time, bandwidth resources in radio channels is not well developed yet.